You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
The PropCast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlay to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $100, and get a $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET.
And Peggy the shot.
Welcome everyone to the PropCast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Friday, November 11th, currently 11:35 on the East Coast, here to talk about some NBA player props. And you guys know how we do it here on the PropCast, but joining me as usual to break down the player props for the NBA schedule here on Friday, you guys know him as a voice on the NFL Gambling Podcast, of course, here on the PropCast, and also heavily, heavily, heavily involved in the college basketball experience with Kobe and the gang over there. It's Ryan McIntyre. Ryan, what's going on, my man? How you doing?
I'm doing good, Moonoff. NBA in full swing, college hoops, big night as well. So Friday, that means we're talking player props.
Yes, sir. It's player prop time. I know I'm still working through the schedule here. It's just, I know MLB just ended and NFL, we just started the NFL gambling podcast this year, and we have the NBA pod that's doing real well. So I'm just, I love player props. Player props are my passion. So I'm trying to work out the schedule where we have more player prop episodes for NBA as well. So hang with me, but definitely as of right now, we're on Fridays for sure. But hopefully we can crank out some more episodes for the PropCast for the NBA season. But yeah, Ryan, Friday night basketball is on the schedule. I know we have some college basketball as well. We have college football as well here tonight. But anything kind of caught your eye as far as NBA, maybe over the last week or so? A lot of injuries happening to a lot of superstar guys. LeBron going to be out tonight for the Lakers. He's dealing with an abductor injury is what I read. He's going to be out at least the next two games. I know Giannis is also out for tonight's game for the Milwaukee Bucks. But what have you kind of seen that maybe I'm not paying attention to?
No, I'm going to go right to the Bucks. I mean, you mentioned it. We were talking pre-show. They're down three of their main guys, and they continue to roll 10-1 on the year.
Yeah.
Next man up mentality. And I think in the long term, this is going to be better for them, not having Giannis and Middleton for a short period of time, and they still find ways to win. Yeah. Because I thought they ran into kind of a buzzsaw with Boston in the second round because their bench just couldn't give them enough to get them over the hump. Obviously, it didn't help that Middleton was out for that series, so hopefully he gets back healthy. But I just think this Milwaukee team is going to get better and better as it goes along because of this stretch.
Yeah, 100%. I think that's a great point that the Bucks over the past several seasons, even when they made their championship run, they were just so reliant on their big three, right? Whether it was obviously Giannis, Jrue Holiday, Chris Middleton, and the bench was really non-existent. I know they had, you know, Pat Covington is also dealing with injuries as well for this team. The latest thing I saw is that they're trying to shop Grayson Allen and maybe add some more depth, but you still have Bobby Portis on this roster. So I think right now, I think you're 100% correct that without having their top three guys, this gives the bench and the next man up mentality an opportunity to go out, not only to play minutes, but also kind of build that confidence for Coach Bud that he can use guys off the bench when it comes to the playoffs and have those guys fill in and get some rest for their big three guys. Because those guys, when it comes to the playoffs, we know the starters play heavy, heavy minutes, but you do got to give them their rest. And for this Bucks team now to rely on their bench, like Javon Carter, you know, Bobby Portis has been a big part of this rotation as well. So it just gives them more confidence, you know, as the season progresses and eventually when we do get into the playoffs way down the line next year. But yeah, Bucks look good, 10-1 straight up. I think they're 10-1 against the spread there as well. And then just keep rolling. So hopefully they can get their guys healthy and they can continue to win basketball games here in the Eastern Conference. Anything else, Ryan, that's caught your eye before we get into the player props?
No, I mean, it just keep monitoring the injury report. And the NBA is such a marathon, especially with the transition over the years to load management. We've seen it with Kawhi over the years, not knowing who's in, who's out. So when you're making bets with these NBA games or props, just monitor the injury report and follow the local beat reporters.
Yeah, 100%. I have Underdog Fantasy, Underdog NBA on, they report the injuries right away and maybe kind of gives you an edge to maybe jump on some lines or some player props when you do see guys missing. And for NBA, I've especially this season, I've really waited closer to game time to betting on some of these games, whether it's totals or sides, just because there's always guys that are listed as questionable and then right before tip-off or 30 minutes before tip-off, they're ruled out. So, yeah, you're right, 100%. I think NBA is one of the leagues where you have to pay attention to the injury report.
No doubt.
All right, Friday has, what, about 8 to 9 games on the schedule tonight. So we'll give you guys some player props here. So we'll just start it here. Ryan, why don't you lead us off? What's your first player prop here for tonight?
So I am going to go to the guy that we just got done talking about. He's coming off a career night, 36-12. Javon Carter, over 14.5 points. I know everybody's probably like, we should fade Javon Carter. He's coming off a career night. But it's about the volume of shots he took the other night, taking 27 shots, 10 threes. There's just more opportunities to be had without having Giannis and Middleton in the lineup, and somebody's got to carry the load. So I look for Javon Carter to continue to roll tonight.
Yeah, I agree. I think that Javon Carter, you talked about it in his last start, or in the last game, I'm sorry, for the Milwaukee Bucks, just came out and was a flamethrower for them. I think there's no better way of putting it. A big career night for them or for him. And I think, again, we talked about at the top of the show there, that it just gives confidence for Coach Bud to, you know, he can rely on a guy like Javon Carter in a backup role where maybe the mileage is racking up for guys like Jrue Holiday, who's been in the league for so long. And Javon Carter in that game played 45 minutes that went to double overtime, 15 of 27 from the field, 5 of 10 from three-point land. He finished up with 36 points, like Ryan mentioned there. Also had 12 assists in that game as well. So definitely, I think you got to continue riding the hot hand. I think that, again, it's just a confidence thing for Javon Carter, and I think there's an opportunity here tonight going up against one of the worst defenses in the league in the San Antonio Spurs that he can continue to dominate here tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks, and they're going to need him because, again, like we mentioned, they're going to be without Giannis. We still know that Chris Middleton is out and Jrue Holiday is, as of, you know, this early or late morning, he is doubtful for tonight, so it's going to have to be Javon Carter and Bobby Portis again for the Milwaukee Bucks. All right, for my first player prop, Ryan, I'm going to go over to that Detroit Pistons and the New York Knicks game. I'm going to go with Jalen Brunson, points and assists combined, over 26.5 here tonight. The Pistons struggled against the point guard position this season. Now they're allowing a league-worst 28.3 points per game and allowing 8.1 assists per game to opposing point guards so far this season. Excuse me. Brunson this season, 19.2 points. He's at 6.8 assists per game. But Brunson has gone over this projection in 3 out of the last 4 games for the Knicks. I expect him to have bounce back night here tonight after having a really bad shooting night against the Brooklyn Nets in their last game, where I think that's a different conversation where the Brooklyn Nets are actually starting to play some defense and they gave him all kind of fits. But I think the one thing that really did kind of stick out to me as well, in that in the five home games in Madison Square Garden so far this season, Jalen Brunson, he's averaging 21.8 points per game at home and also dishing out 8 assists per game. So going up against a Detroit Pistons team that's really struggling against the point guard position, and just how great Jalen Brunson has been filling up the stat sheet at home at Madison Square Garden, I think that this number is it's a little conservative here at 26.5. So I'm going to go Jalen Brunson points and assist over 26.5 here tonight, Ryan.
I love that angle, and that actually was one of the ones I had written down because you mentioned it. This Detroit Pistons team is awful defensively, and Brunson's covered that 26.5 in 3 out of the last 4, with the one time being the last game where they got drilled by the Nets. So I think it's a good bounce back spot for the Knicks and Jalen Brunson.
Yeah. All right, let's get over to your next player prop for the night. What do you got?
I'm going to go to the Bay Area, and I'm going to take Donovan Mitchell over 4.5 assists. I know he is more of a primary scorer, but I think this Golden State team so far has been awful defensively, and I think that 4.5 is a little conservative. He's averaging 5.8 assists on the year, so I look for the Cavs to be able to put up some points, and Mitchell can get involved as a scorer and as a distributor.
Yeah, like you mentioned, he's averaging 5.8 per game so far this season. And also, I think that this game, having a total, I think it was around 228 the last time I checked. So they are expecting some points to be scored. Sorry, that's a number is all the way up to, it's up to 230 plus for this game between the Cavs and the Golden State Warriors. So, you know, you're expecting some, obviously, points to be scored in this game, which opened up opportunities for assist in these games, right? I think that what you said about Donovan Mitchell there, that averaging 5.8, I think the one thing that really does stick out to me is that he's playing heavy minutes for the Cleveland Cavaliers, at least over the last 5 games. He's averaging close to 40 minutes per game. He's averaging 32.8 points per game, 5.2 assists per game, like you mentioned there. So I think that tonight's an opportunity that, going up against a struggling defense, like you mentioned, in the Golden State Warriors, which has been crazy to say, they're off to, you know, maybe it's a championship hangover or whatever the case might be for the Golden State Warriors. I think they're going to be fine, but right now they are having the early woes of defending opponents, obviously. And now you bring in a dynamic scorer like Donovan Mitchell. Darius Garland has looked good as well, and I think that the opportunities for maybe lobs will be there inside as well for guys like, you know, Jared Allen and even Evan Mobley, because I think Kevon Looney is really the only inside presence for the Golden State Warriors there. So I think the assist opportunities will be aplenty for a guy like Donovan Mitchell here tonight. All right, before we keep it moving here, let me tell you guys about our presenting sponsor and where you can bet on these player props. That's over at Wynn. Ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBet is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards are right at your fingertips with Wynn Rewards on WynnBet. Be on the lookout for the WynnBet Win Hour each Thursday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. During WynnBet Win Hour, marquee games of the week will have better odds on WynnBet, giving you a larger payout opportunity. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBet, from boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport. WynnBet has what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer. Bet $100 to win $100. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBet. So they know that we sent you at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 years or older and present in a state where playthrough WynnBet is available. If you're someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. All right. Let's keep it rolling here, Ryan. Let me give you my next player prop here for the night. I'm going to go over to that game between the Memphis Grizzlies and the Minnesota Timberwolves. And I'm going to go with Rudy Gobert over 11.5 rebounds here tonight. I think this number is a little bit conservative. It might be on the move to 12.5, but I like to start way up to 13.5. And look, as bad as the Wolves' three-point defense has been so far this season, the Grizzlies' have had a hard time keeping big men from rebounding the basketball. Again, that's because maybe they just don't have the size inside. I know they have Steven Adams, but the Grizzlies are allowing opposing centers this season so far to grab 15.4 rebounds per game. Gobert this season is averaging 13.6 per contest this season. And in the 10 games that Rudy Gobert has played in this season for the Minnesota Timberwolves, he's gone over this projection in six of those games. Amongst the worst rebounding teams like the Grizzlies are the Thunder and the Lakers, and Gobert has played three games against those two teams, meaning the Thunder and the Lakers. And against the Thunder, which he has played twice this season, he had games of 16 rebounds and 15 rebounds, respectively. And against the Lakers, who are one of the worst rebounding teams as well, like the Grizzlies and the Thunder, Gobert grabbed 21 rebounds in that game against the LA Lakers earlier this season. So I think that he should have another big night on the boards here. Both of these teams like to get up and down on the floor as far as pace goes. So I think that, again, opportunities will be there for rebounding at 11.5. I think that number is a little conservative for me. So Rudy Gobert over 11.5 rebounds here. Ryan, I know a couple weeks ago you had Rudy Gobert under where he had, I think, 23 rebounds in one game. Hopefully he has that type of performance here tonight.
Yeah, no, you're not going to get any pushback from me when taking a Gobert rebounding over. I mean, 11.5, I think that is a little bit on the conservative side. You mentioned it. He's coming where he only had 11. The fact that we say he only had 11 shows how good a rebounder he is. He averages just short of 14 a game. And for his career, I mean, he's always been a 13 rebounds a game guy. And like you mentioned, it's a good matchup for him tonight.
Yeah. Again, just looking at the pace numbers here, Minnesota is, I think I just had it here. Give me a second. Yeah, Minnesota, number three as far as pace goes, and Memphis a little slightly below league average at 16. But I think we will see some back and forth in this game between these two teams. So hopefully that's obviously creates more shot opportunities and more rebounding opportunities here tonight for Rudy Gobert. All right, Ryan, let's get over to your third player prop for the night. What do you got?
I'm going to go to the same game we talked about earlier and fade the Detroit Pistons defensively. I'm going to take Julius Randle over 21.5 points. We mentioned it. We think it's going to be a big night for Jalen Brunson. So scoring the ball and distributing it, I think it's a good bounce back spot for these Knicks. And Randle, looking at his last three games, he's gone for 24, 31, and 29. So he's gone easily over that. In a bounce back spot, I look for a big night for the Knicks all together.
Yeah, I just don't trust this defense right now for the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, they're horrible.
They are actually dead last.
Yeah,
as far as defensive rating goes, so far this season, and I'll even filter that down to over the last five games, which I'm pretty sure is right down there as well for the Detroit Pistons. Yeah, they climb up to a little bit at number 24, but well below league average. They have a net rating of minus 11.8 in that span of over the last five games. But yeah, I was able to watch some of that Nets and Knicks game for on Wednesday night between those two teams. And Randle got off to a very hot start shooting the basketball. I think he had like 4 3-pointers in that first quarter against the Brooklyn Nets. And that's against a Brooklyn Nets team, like I said, shockingly, that has looked really good on the defensive side of the basketball. But now you're going up against a team that is the worst right now as far as defensive rating goes. And they've just struggled to defend any type of position. I talked about how bad they've been against a point guard position. I've talked about how they've been struggling against the power forward position, the center position, whatever you want to call it. So I think that this may be a good night for the Knicks offense to put up 110, 120 plus points here tonight against this Detroit Pistons team. Because like I mentioned on Wednesday, they were really smothered by that Brooklyn Nets defense. But now going up against a Detroit Pistons team, like we mentioned, that has not been very good defensively. I think that, you know, guys like Julius Randle, Jalen Brunson, they should have big nights here against this Pistons team.
No doubt.
All right. Let me get over to my third player prop here. And I am going to go to that late night on the West Coast between the Sacramento Kings visiting the LA Lakers. I'm going to go with their starting point guard of the Sacramento Kings, De'Aaron Fox, over 25.5 points here tonight. And look, early on in the season, the Lakers were one of the better defensive teams in the league, and they have really regressed over the last five games. We talked about how LeBron's not going to be there tonight, but the season-long defensive rating for the Lakers now is at 15 at league average. But over the last five games, they have plummeted all the way down, to number 28 in the entire league. But furthermore, the Lakers have struggled against that point guard position. They are allowing they are going to have their hands full tonight trying to defend De'Aaron Fox, who is one of the fastest players in the league. And Fox on the season, he's averaging 25.2 points per game on 63.3% true shooting percentage. But the Lakers are the worst team defending that point guard position. I'm not sure who's going to be able to stay in front of this guy. If they put Westbrook on De'Aaron Fox, good luck, because that is going to be a big mismatch. And a mismatch that De'Aaron Fox's pure speed, he can take advantage of. I've been watching a lot of Sacramento Kings games this season, and De'Aaron Fox has really improved his jump shot as well. We know he can get to the basket at will, whether it's in a fast court, fast break, full court setting, or whether that's in the half court offensive, play that they're calling, because he just has that speed. But now going up against the Lakers defense that has been really bad over this last five games, like I mentioned, I think this is an opportunity for De'Aaron Fox to have a big game here tonight. The Lakers are allowing opposing point guards to average 30 points per game and 3.7 three-point makes per game. And over his last four career games against the Lakers, De'Aaron Fox has scored 29 or more points in three out of those four matchups. So all in all, I'm expecting a big night here from De'Aaron Fox. So I'm going to take over 25.5 points here tonight, Ryan.
Yeah, no, you are never going to get any pushback from me when we fade the Los Angeles Lakers. They're terrible defensively, and especially at the guard position defensively. Westbrook, and he has no intentions of guarding anybody anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I like Fox. I think Sacramento's getting better and better.
Sacramento really got hosed on two games this season. One was that Miami game, I believe, yes, where they should have called traveling on Tyler Hero, which I think the last 2 minute report that comes out by the referee is just so stupid, because what's the point of it? But that was one game. And then I think the previous game before they played Cleveland, Klay Thompson in that last 2 minute report again at the buzzer, Kevin Herter got fouled by Klay Thompson and they didn't call the foul where he was shooting a 3-point shot to tie the game. So if they would have called that foul, Kevin Herter had the opportunity to go to the free throw line to make all three free throws to send that game to overtime. And it might be a different outcome right now, and I'm a little biased because Sacramento Kings, I do have them, their win total to go over. So if I get bit in the ass at the end of the season and I lose by one game, I'm going to remember those two games where the Sacramento Kings got absolutely hosed in those games. But yeah, I mean, look, the Lakers, we've talked about it at volumes on the NBA Gambling Podcast as well, Ryan. This team just sucks. That's just what it is at the end of the day. That's just the end of the conversation there for the Lakers.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. All right. So that's what, three player props each there. And I know we have best bets coming up as well. So let me, before we get over to best bets, let me tell you guys about our relaunched merch store. Ryan, look, I know you've checked it out, but it's now time for our listeners to check out the relaunched SGPN merch store. There's so many great items on there. And if you're listening to not only this podcast, but the College Experience, the NFL Gambling Podcast, the MMA, golf, the soccer, all the podcasts that we have on the network, you're a true degen. And you have either you're a degen yourself or you have that degen in your life. And look, there's a lot of items on the SGPN merch store that makes the perfect stocking stuffer for that degen in your life. They just came out with a line of a Christmas sweater. It's not an ugly Christmas sweater. It's actually pretty nice. I know a lot of us are going to have those office parties or those holiday parties with friends and families. And if you're on that East Coast, it gets cold at this time of year. You need that sweater. Go check out the Christmas sweater that we've just put up on the merch store. And if you buy that Christmas sweater before Thanksgiving or any item on the SGPN merch store, You'll get 10% off, but only if you use promo code DallasSucks. That's DallasSucks, DallasSucks, to get 10% off up until Thanksgiving on any item in the merch store. So go ahead, go to the SGPN merch store, check out all the great stuff that we have. Check out the Christmas order I was talking about and get 10% off when you use promo code DallasSucks, but that's only valid up until Thanksgiving. So make sure to get your stocking stuffers or your gifts done for that true degen in your life. All right, Ryan, let's get into best bets here for the NBA schedule. I will let you lead it off here, my man. What's your best bet for tonight in this NBA schedule?
You know, Moonoff, I know we're talking NBA, but, you know, all I can do is smile every time that the promo comes up, Dallas Sucks, because as a Washington fan, I enjoy hearing that. So, yes.
It's on brand, yeah, right, for the SGPN. I know you're the Commanders fan. We have Sean that's an Eagles fan, and then we have Kramer that's the Giants fan. So, we have Dallas fans, I'm sure, that are in our Discord and stuff, but they're not allowed to be on any of the shows.
No doubt. That's one of the job requirements. But speaking of teams that suck, the Lakers suck. So my best bet, I'm going to Russell Westbrook. His points, rebounds, assists I'm seeing over at one of the books is set at 38.5. I'm going way under this. I think even with LeBron out, Westbrook isn't Westbrook anymore. I mean, I used to be a big Westbrook fan. And it's kind of sad watching his decline over these last couple of years. And I know it's going to be a track meet, but I just can't see. He's only gone over this one time this year, and it was opening night against Golden State. So I'm going for my best bet, under 38.5 points, rebounds, and assists.
You're right. Look, Russell Westbrook is not the Russell Westbrook we saw, even when he was with Washington.
Yes.
Before that trade happened, right? Like, when he was with Washington, we were betting his rebounds and assists go over every single night. And it was cashing at a very, very high rate just because he was the guy. He was the starter there. And we know Russell Westbrook to fill up the stat sheet. Now, in LA, the dynamics are a little different, right? It's LeBron, it's AD first. I know LeBron's not playing tonight, but it's LeBron, AD, 1A, 1B, and then maybe Westbrook that can maybe try to fill up the stat sheet for you. But Darvin Ham already has come out and said that right now what kind of has been working for both Russell Westbrook and maybe the team has been bringing him off the bench. But I think the bigger thing about this under, what I do like about it, Ryan, is that he's not getting a lot of minutes either. Like, if you take a look, he's only, over his last five games at least, he's only averaging 28.1 minutes per game. For him, I think, to get over this projection, he has to probably play 33 to 35 minutes on a given night. And I just don't see that happening, because maybe he's trusting some of the other guys in this lineup or in this rotation where he wants to put him out there. Sure, he's getting the shot volume as well, but the rebounding is not there anymore for him, because you have guys like, obviously, Anthony Davis, Lonnie Walker, those guys that are in the lineup, Austin Reeves. Those guys are grabbing rebounds as well for this LA Lakers team. So they're not a very good 3-point shooting team as well. We've seen that throughout the season. So the assists aren't there for him either. So I think that's a great find. I think that number right now does look a little bigger than it should be for Russell Westbrook, because I think maybe the books are still thinking, hey, he has a random triple-double night, but I just don't think that's going to happen here, especially with the minutes that he's not getting in this rotation for the LA Lakers. So Ryan's best bet, he's going Russell Westbrook, points, rebounds, and assists under 38.5 here tonight against the Sacramento Kings. For my best bet here tonight, Ryan, I am going to go over, or I'm going back to that same game I talked about earlier between the Grizzlies and the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm going with Desmond Bane over 3.5 3-point shots made here tonight. And Memphis Grizzlies, look, they faced it, like I mentioned, the Minnesota Timberwolves here tonight, who are the worst defending 3-point shooting defense in the entire league so far this season. The Wolves are allowing their opponents to knock down an average of 15 3-point shots per game, which ranks as the league worst. Further, the Wolves are allowing opponents to average 40 attempts per game, which ranks number 29 in the league. So, all in all, this Minnesota defense has not been very good against the 3-point shot. And so far this season, Desmond Bane He's shooting it at 46.7% from beyond the arc. He's getting up 8.6 attempts per game. Furthermore, Bane has faced the Spurs, the Nets, the Kings, and the Rockets this season, who are amongst the worst three-point defending teams like the Minnesota Timberwolves. And in those four games against those four opponents, the Spurs, the Nets, the Kings, and the Rockets, Bane is 22 of 39 from the three-point line, and he's made four or more three-point shots in three out of those four games against those opponents. Additionally, Bane has made four or more three-pointers in three out of his last five games. But tonight, against the worst three-point shooting defense in the league, I think we'll see a lot of back and forth. We talked about the pace between these two teams. I think Bane's going to get plenty of looks. He's averaging 8.6 attempts per game. And against those four teams, like I mentioned, that are poor three-point defending teams like the Minnesota Timberwolves, he's averaging close to 10 attempts per game in those games. I think he has a big scoring night tonight. I think he has a big three-point shooting night here tonight. I think 3.5 at minus 125 is a little conservative for a guy like Desmond Bane, who shouldn't get out, like I said, at 46.7%. So give me Desmond Bane over 3.5 three-point shots made here tonight against the Minnesota Timberwolves here, Ryan.
I love it. And everybody remembers this playoff series last May it was. Mm-hmm. That was one of the more entertaining series because of the pace of play. Both teams want to get up and down, pulling up Desmond Bane's numbers in that series. He finished in a six-game series, 27 of 55 from downtown. So he averaged 4.5 makes from downtown against these Minnesota Timberwolves for the Memphis Grizzlies. Sorry about that. And he's shooting it at a good clip right now. So I like that play for the former Horned Frog.
Yes, sir. He can continue that here tonight for the Memphis Grizzlies up against this Minnesota Timberwolves defense. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the NBA PropCast Player Props for the Friday night schedule. We will be back. Both Ryan and I will be back for the NFL PropCast later today. So look out for that. Rod is off on drill, so he couldn't make it. So Ryan is going to be a team player and fill in for Rod later this afternoon. So we'll look out for that. But Ryan, anything else you want to get off your chest before we get out of here, buddy?
No, just come back for the NFL PropCast later in the day. And college basketball's rolling. Colby and I are there every single night around midnight Eastern, or if you're in the central time zone like Moon Off, 11 o'clock your time.
Yeah, I'll definitely be tuning in to watch you guys just break down everything happening in college basketball. I thought NBA was difficult to handicap, but these guys are covering, I don't know how many goddamn teams are on the college, 300 plus. These guys are going through every single freaking game and every single team. They say I'm the hardest working man. I do not think so at all. Those college guys are just on a whole other level. And make sure, like Ryan said, to check out the college basketball experience and also the college football experience live every single day. If you haven't already subscribed to the YouTube channel or the Twitter account, make sure to give them a follow there as well. Follow me on Twitter at SportsNerd824. Follow Ryan on Twitter at Moneyline_Mac. And like we said, we'll be back for the NFL player props for week 10 later today. We'll be going live with that show all over on the NFL channel. So if you haven't already subscribed there, make sure to do so. And we'll talk about our player props for those games for the NFL. All right, Ryan, thank you, my man. I will see you later on today. Till then, good luck with your picks. Let's break these books off and let it ride.